Hi, my name is Krish Morjani.
I'm Harley Fleischman.
And I'm Colin Veazey.
And we are 60 Frames Podcast, and today we are going to be talking about the Sony State of Play.
So, the Sony State of Play is a presentation made by Sony in order to, like, show upcoming games and on the PS5, including, like, announcements of the PS5 Pro and just all sorts of, like, future plans for, like, Sony in the video game market. The first game we're going to be talking about is Astrobot, which has been very popular and has utilized all of Sony's IPs in order to create a game that kind of references all of what Sony's accomplished with PlayStation over the years.
It's also designed from the ground up to use all of the haptic features that come with the PlayStation 5 controller, such as vibration, trigger, like weights, and everything basically that the controller can possibly offer, which creates a very immersive experience.
Yeah, it's also interesting because the game's a platformer and it's gotten really popular. And in the modern gaming landscape, you wouldn't expect a like platformer like Astrobot to really get that popular. But I think that the fact that it uses the Sony controller so well and the fact that it uses all these Sony IPs really makes it an attractive game for people.
Overall, Astrobot has been a very popular game due to being a very vibrant platformer that's able to, like, kind of bring all this PlayStation fans together by referencing all sorts of games that have existed.
Yeah. I also think it's interesting because they collab with different video games and different fighting games, and now we have some Mortal Kombat and... Wait, no, they've rejected Mortal Kombat, right? We don't have a Mortal Kombat skin. That's crazy. We have Street Fighter and Guilty Gear skins in the game, but we don't have Mortal Kombat for some reason.
Anyways, the next game that we're going to be mentioning from the Sony State of Play is a game called The Midnight Walk, which is completely new. And Colin, I think you have the best idea about it.
Yeah. It's a fully claymation game, which has a very unique art style, kind of similar to the Inscription art style. It's a survival-esque game, mainly story-driven, where you need to maneuver around with limited vision using fire to, like, reveal certain areas, and you need to avoid different enemies that there's no real way for you to fight back necessarily, but you need to, like, maneuver yourself and try to avoid them, which creates a very, like, horror-esque, like, survival kind of play style for the game.
Yeah, I also think that the claymation style takes a lot of effort to actually do. It reminds me a bit of Cuphead in the sense that Cuphead was a game that was fully animated by hand. And this is a game where all the claymation has to be done by hand. And it's very difficult work all to make the game unique in some way. So I think it's pretty interesting.
It also has full VR capability. So I think that's pretty neat for like a kind of horror-ish game.
So overall, this game is very unique because both of its art style, its compatibility with VR, and just like its overall like eerie vibe. It's a horror game. But so yeah, anyways, the next game that was announced is Ghost of Yote, which is a sequel to a game called Ghost of Tsushima. Both are set in Japan, except Ghost of Yote is about, I think, a few hundred years, like, further in colonial Japan, in during the time of like Europe's like first contact with Japan. And the improvements upon the first game is that mainly the first game is a game about like sword combat and like you're a samurai, and the second game you are once again a samurai, but you have new access to like muskets and gunpowder, which spices up the gameplay as well as having a completely new story.
Yeah, and I think that because the original Ghost of Tsushima was a bit, like, such a weird and interesting game, I think that this one's also going to be very interesting. I mean, with Hideo Kojima is the person who made the Metal Gear Solid games, and it seems like every game he makes is pretty dang good. So I'm honestly excited for this one more than a lot of the other games. I think that's really good.
Yeah, I feel like overall, Ghost of Tsushima was a very, like... It was a very, like, tailor-made game with, I guess, it has its own feel. It's not necessarily exactly like anything else. And I feel like as long as Ghost of Yote kind of keep that, like, like uniqueness while also having like its own like new kind of feel. Not necessarily the exact same thing. I feel like it can do great.
Yeah, and I think that the new setting helps that a lot.
Yeah.
And I also think that with this, I hope that the story is good, because wasn't that something that people like loved about the original Ghost of Tsushima was story? So I think that it would be really disappointing if it didn't have a good story. I think that's pretty important.
I feel like it should be able to deliver, because it's like, it's not a direct sequel, as Harley said. It's like way more like in the future. And so I think like with this newer setting and like, I feel like it can like deliver a similar experience to Ghost of Tsushima while having its own like feel to it.
Yeah, more like spiritual successor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the next game stated in the Sony State of Play is a game called Hell Is Us, which is completely new IP, and it's sort of set in this dystopian future where it's very like dark and not horror, but it's a very like gritty combat, sort of reminiscent of another Sony IP called Bloodborne.
Yeah, it generally follows this idea of like these almost demonic like entities that are on Earth. They have very unique fighting styles, as it's like they're not necessarily like any other like enemy that I've seen in another like Souls-like game exactly. And I think it like creates a very unique like it just looks very visually appealing, the fighting in it, very like dynamic.
I think one other thing that differentiates this Hell Is Us from many other similar games that are like all about like melee hand-to-hand combat, as well as like just like beating all sorts of monsters, I think one difference is the setting. I feel like many games like such as Dark Souls and Bloodborne take a more medieval like setting, but this game is more like in the future where you can see all sorts of wreckage in the background, like flaming cars, and like you can see the society like that we know around it, like that has collapsed.
Yeah, and I think this is something that people have been asking for a while, because pretty much every Souls like has like all of them have their own unique attributes about them, but I can't deny that a lot of them are very similar to one another, at least in terms of art style or setting. I mean, the most unique one, probably at least in the modern day before Hell Is Us, was probably Another Crab's Treasure, which is interesting to say because also a game for actual kids. But I did feel like it had the most unique art style when compared to these other Souls-likes. And I think games like Another Crab's Treasure or like Hell Is Us prove that the Souls-like genre isn't as stale as some people may think it is. I mean, I know Elden Ring just won Game of the Year, but I think people, if Souls-like were only medieval games, I think people would start getting tired of it.
Also, our final game that we'd like to mention, part of Sony's State of Play, is called Horizon Zero Dawn, which is not new, but they're making a remake of it. And this has been met with a little bit of pushback, seeing as this game is not too old. I think it's about 6 or 7 years old, while many other games that people feel like have been underappreciated, such as Bloodborne, have been out for over 10 years and haven't received any other like updates or remakes, while these newer games are getting already remade and recoded.
Yeah, and I don't know, this is a trend that's like really popular in the modern gaming landscape, because games like even something like Shovel Knight, which has been re-released, I think, three or four times already, is now getting another deluxe version. And even though I love that game to death, and I think these cool features that they're adding are interesting, like they're adding more campaigns and new characters to play as, what is the point? Just make something original at that point. And I think that, at least in this state of play, the Horizon Zero Dawn remake kind of shows how greedy Sony can be, especially with, like, couple this with the announcement of the PS5 Pro, which costs $700. Like, I don't know, it shows that they are still a corporation at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you said earlier, this is talking about Bloodborne more as an underappreciated Sony IP. You talked about earlier about how like a lot of Souls likes are set in a medieval setting. Well, Bloodborne is still set in a medieval setting. I feel like it has a much different look to it and feel to it than something like Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a gothic kind of style than a medieval style. And I feel like that makes it have its own it has its own charm in the Souls-like genre, but it still doesn't have a full Sony just doesn't, I think, really appreciate it as
right.
much.
Yeah. Yeah. Bloodborne has an identity of being a sort of darker game. I mean, both literally because in the game that it is always night, but also it's just, I don't know, both the art style and the story are leading to a sort of more depressing story in the world, but it truly has its own identity, its own gameplay that people have been looking to be remade, seeing as it's been only locked at 30 frames per second, even on the PS5. So people have been asking for a while to either have it remade for the PS5 or be released on computer as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that one of the problems with it, Horizon Zero Dawn is already a popular game, and I'd argue Bloodborne's also a popular game. So it seems like Sony's just diverting their resources to unoriginality, which I don't want to say has been a trend in the gaming industry. That's a recent trend. That's kind of been the whole deal with the gaming industry for as long as the gaming industry has been alive. I just think that's a bit more prominent now when we have so many games being released. When you see a game that has already been released get a pointless remake, it's kind of disheartening.
All right, is there any other subjects that we want to talk about, or that covers about everything?
Nothing really. I think that covers it. That was the most interesting things we found when watching the State of Play. This has been 60 Frames. Once again, my name is Krish Morjani.
Arlie Fleischman.
I'm Colin Beasy.
And we'll be signing off. See you guys later.